There are questions about whether pets can spread the coronavirus. After news last week that a pet dog in Hong Kong contracted the virus, though officials called the case mild. Let's bring in Scott Weiss, who's a professor at the University of Guelph's Ontario Veterinary College. Scott, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So is there evidence that dogs and cats can get this virus?
Well, it hasn't been looked at very much. There's a dog in Hong Kong that's had a series of positive tests, which would strongly support the dog was infected. He was healthy, which is good, but it gives us indication that some animals might be infected. This is a virus that is thought to have started off in an animal and then moved into people. And the big question right now is how effectively can it move back to animals, or is it basically a human virus at this point?
Well, and then if it were to move back to animals, could it then move back to people? Could people get it through pets?
Well, that's a concern. Is it something that's just spreading human to human, or is it almost always spreading human to human and there might be an animal source? So what we're concerned about is someone's infected and we're trying to contain them. They're at home under self-isolation, but they've got a dog or a cat. And if that cat gets exposed and then takes it outside, is that a way the virus can escape some of the containment? So it's much less of an issue in animals than it is people as far as we know, but it's a big enough problem. We want to cover all our bases.
What would the symptoms be if, let's say, a dog had coronavirus?
Well, we don't really know. This dog in Hong Kong is normal. So just like in people, some people that have this virus don't have any signs of disease. So does this mean no dogs get sick, or it just happened to be this dog? We don't know. If they get sick, it's probably very similar to what we would get in a respiratory disease and would usually be mild.
If a person gets coronavirus, should they be worried about transmitting it to their pet? Should they stay away from their pet?
Well, I'm not sure it's worried, but it's aware. So if someone has coronavirus, what we want to do is keep them away from, you know, everything and everyone, and that includes animals and people. So we wanted to stay away from people so they don't infect other people, and we can keep them away from their pets and other animals at the same time. If they've already been exposed to their animal, so if I've been exposed and I've been sick and I've been in the house with my dog and my cat, I've already exposed them. So then the logical thing is keep them inside, keep them with me so they don't spread it anywhere else. It's some very simple things that we can do to reduce any risk if there is some risk.
Keep them quarantined with you if you're quarantined.
Yeah, it's treat your dog and your cat like you're supposed to your kids. So if you've exposed someone and they want all of you to stay isolated, well, let's include all of them to include pets that are in the household with you.
Are there other viruses that we pass on to our pets or other sicknesses that move back and forth between humans and animals?
Well, there are a lot of things that we can move back and forth, and that's what we call zoonotic infections. I mean, bacteria and fungi and viruses, and some come mainly from animals to people, and there's some that go person to animal. And our flu is an example of that. So human flu, we can infect a dog. So if I have influenza and I cough my dog or he licks my contaminated hands, there's a really low chance he'll get flu, but it's possible. And we call them dead-end hosts because they get infected and they don't spread the virus anymore. So the question we have with this virus is this dog that's infected just a dead-end host. So we can infect animals periodically, but they don't infect someone else. Or can they be infectious and pass it on, like some of the things that we move back and forth, and we keep moving it back and forth.
That is Scott Weiss, who's a professor at the University of Guelph's Ontario Veterinary College. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.